Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. Lately, there's been a big fuss about gluten, so I thought it would be useful to spend this program talking about it. Gluten is a composite of proteins and is most commonly found in wheat, rye, and barley. When water is added to flour and kneading is done, gluten forms and binds the dough together. The network of gluten strands traps carbon dioxide from yeast fermentation and enables the dough to rise. Baking the bread causes the gluten to solidify. Thus, gluten results in the thick, chewy consistency of bread. Gluten can also be an important protein supplement, and concentrated gluten can be used to make imitation meats. There are four protein components that are consolidated to make up gluten: albumins, globulins, glutelins, and prolamins. Two prolamins are of particular significance: gliadin and glutenin. So who cares? Well, it turns out that an estimated 1% of the U.S. population has a disease called celiac disease. The gliadin component of gluten interferes with normal digestion. The way to handle the disease is to go on a gluten-free diet. Nowadays, companies make a variety of gluten-free foods, and many groceries have a section devoted to gluten-free foods. So gluten is yet another item to consider when deciding what to eat and what not to eat. I usually eat everything. My diet of high fat, high salt, cholesterol, and sweets will probably catch up with me someday. But at my age, if not now, when? This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.